Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, June 6th, 2018. We have 29 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, and some of those vessels are with the Rose Festival Fleet. They're heading up to Portland today and tomorrow, so that we'll see a number of ships on the river over the next couple days. And you can visit these vessels at the Tom McCall Waterfront Park on the Willamette River in Portland. In our marine weather forecast, we have south to southeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest about 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 8 feet high at 12 seconds apart. Let's start out with a look at our ship schedule, and I'll elaborate a little bit more about the Rose Festival fleet as we go along. 6 inbounders today, 14 from the Astoria Anchorage and the Port of Astoria heading upriver today, or in the Anchorage area today. Some of them are heading upriver, some not. In our outbounders, we have 9 heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is a bulk carrier called the Petersburg. She's arriving from offshore, headed for the shipyard at Swan Island. I think she is a bulk carrier, but, you know, I'm not sure. At any rate, ships that come into the shipyard are usually doing one of two things. They're either going there for repairs or maintenance, or they're going there to do something called labor activities, which means that they've rented a spot, like a parking spot, and they can go there and change crews, do various business they need to do. It gives them sort of a home away from home when they come into this area, a place to sort of stay temporarily. So the Petersburg is headed for the shipyard in Portland. She passed that story around 3:30 a.m. and may be arriving there around 9:30 this morning. The HMCS Nanaimo, I think I'm saying that properly, Vancouver, B.C., she's arriving, headed for Portland, Nanaimo. She's a part of the Rose Festival fleet. She's a Canadian Coast Guard vessel, and she is one of the Coast Guard from Canada always sends some of their vessels every year to our Rose Festival, so it's always nice to see them represented there. So all of these Rose Festival fleet vessels tend to pass by Astoria early, so they probably all passed by or left from the port of Astoria. A couple of vessels were there around 7:30 a.m. So you might see them at the seawall in Portland if you happen to be there today. By around 3 p.m., they all tend to arrive around that time. And it's very interesting to watch them dock there at the seawall at Tom McCall Waterfront Park on the Willamette. We have the research vessel, the Geo Resolution. She is coming into the river today, headed for Portland, to a berth at the Port of Portland. She's a research vessel. She'll be passing Astoria around 9:30 a.m., and you might see her in Portland by about 3:30 p.m. She is a research vessel that one of her functions is to do undersea cable mapping. So she'll go out and do scans of the bottom to scope out what areas are good and make plans for undersea telecommunications cables. So that's part of her mission. Next inbound is the Lunita. She's arriving from offshore, headed to the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland, I think, to pick up potash eventually, but she'll be stopping in Astoria's Anchorage before noon today. The Global Hero is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview. She's picking up logs there. Passing Astoria around 8:30 p.m., you might, or 8:30 a.m., rather, you might see her around noontime in Longview. The Morning Pilot is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, so she'll be passing Astoria around 10 p.m. and arriving in Portland around 4 a.m. You probably won't see her because it'll be dark out, but those car carriers are very high-sided vessels. They look very different from your usual sort of sleek profile of a ship. They're essentially big floating parking garages, and they're designed in a very seaworthy way, but they look odd compared to what we expect a ship to look like. In the Astoria area, at the Port of Astoria, we have the USS Michael Murphy, a U.S. Navy ship. She headed for Portland around 7:30 a.m. She's part of the Rose Festival fleet. Look for her at the seawall on Tom McCall Waterfront Park around 3:30. And the HMCS Regina is a Canadian Coast Guard vessel. She is also part of the Rose Festival fleet. She was at the Port of Astoria overnight and departed around 7 a.m., headed for Portland. So you might have seen some U.S. Navy folks walking around Astoria last night. I know I did. It was a nice sight to see. The Sea Charm, headed for Kalama from the Anchorage, is a bulk carrier going to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She left around 7:30 also. and will arrive in Kalama a bit after noontime. The research vessel, the Ocean Titan, is headed to sea today from the port of Astoria. She will be heading out about 3 p.m. She could be doing more cable surveying. She belongs to a Seattle company. And there's always a lot of undersea cable activity going on offshore, and a tremendous amount of cable, telecommunications cable, already buried in the ocean floor in our area. The AS Virginia is headed for the Kalama anchorage. She's picking up wheat. She'll be leaving around 4 p.m. You might see her in Kalama around 9. And we have the Queen Busan, the Bonita, the Achilles, the Calliope L, the Roscoe Lemon, the Bali. These ships are at the anchorage. The Bali's off the Rice Island anchorage. She's headed for Kalama around 5:30 p.m. And the Top Grace, the Little Prince, and the Genco Vigor are all off Rice Island anchored there. And in our outbounders, the Daria Ganja is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 3 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 a.m. And the Overseas Los Angeles is heading out of Portland, carrying petroleum around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noon. I'm going to post the ship schedule probably a little after noontime on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net. But I want to stop right now and talk a little bit about the Rose Festival fleet. So I've been really fortunate in a number of times in past years. I wasn't able to go this year, but because of my work with the Ship Report, in some years I've been invited to travel upriver on the Rose, one of the Coast Guard vessels, U.S. Coast Guard vessels from Astoria. It's a wonderful thing to do because seeing the river from the perspective of a vessel, it looks totally different. It looks very, very different to be on the water looking at our area in places where we normally, those of us who are not mariners, normally drive. So it takes about 8 hours to get from Astoria to the seawall. It's a beautiful day. Usually it's a beautiful day, whether it's raining or not, for me on the river. But it's just a great way. If you ever get a chance to go up river on any kind of boat, you'll be surprised at how different and how intriguing it is. So if you're driving in the Portland area over the next couple days, the Rose Festival fleet will be coming in. That means that some of those movable bridges will be going up. So there could be some delays, but it's kind of a lovely reason to be delayed. If you're in the area around 3 o'clock when those ships arrive off Tomacall Park, they always have the Portland Fireboat, and she sprays red, white, and blue colored water into the air to welcome the Rose Festival fleet. It's really quite nice. So some of the ships that we'll see, USS Michael Murphy, as I said, the USS Scout was here yesterday, I believe, and our Coast Guard is sending the Coast Guard cutter Steadfast up there. There'll be the U.S. Coast Guard cutters Bluebell and Orcas, and the Canadian Coast Guard is represented by the HMCS Regina and HMCS Nanaimo vessels that are here. Usually every year they send two ships. And then I believe our Tongue Point Job Corps vessel, a former Coast Guard buoy tender, retired Coast Guard buoy tender, the Ironwood, is going to be heading up to Portland as well. So we'll be well represented there at the waterfront park on the Willamette in Portland. If you happen to be there on the weekend, take a look and take a tour of some of those vessels. You'll see a little bit about what life at sea is all about. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.